Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Glenn Marshall from WGN TV News is there, reporting on what's happening at the moment. Glenn, let's get up to date on how this all started and what you know at this hour.
Yeah, well, good morning. So we were talking to people here that were protesting early this morning. Some were telling us that this started after a man was basically breaking up a fight between two women. However, police are saying that it was a situation that started after they were called out to a domestic dispute. Now, the person that we're talking about, his name is Jacob Blake. He's a black man who witnesses say was unarmed when this incident took place. He was shot 7 times in the back after witnesses say he broke up the fight between the two women. Now, eyewitness video showed Jacob Blake walking around a gray SUV as two Kenosha officers followed him with drawn weapons. Then Blake tried to get into his vehicle, but one of the officers grabbed his shirt, and shortly after, shots were fired, 7 shots into the man's back. Now, one person said that a child was inside the vehicle at the time of the shooting, while police have not confirmed that detail with us. Now, right now, the curfew has lifted up. It was a curfew that went in immediately until 7 a.m. this morning, but there's still a lot of aftermath from the protest that happened. We're right outside of the Kenosha County Courthouse, and we have at least 2 burnt out garbage trucks that were used to block the street off in this area. They're burned completely out, and some of them are still smoldering. Then we have police blocking the Kenosha County Courthouse in front of there in riot gear. So they're still worried about, you know, protests are coming onto the scene and still doing some things here in this area. However, it seems to be pretty clear. All we have out here right now seems to be is news crews along with us that are out here just trying to follow up on this story. But it was a lot of unrest last night. We saw firefighters putting out fires just a block away from here. Vehicles damaged, signs knocked up, windows broken down or broken into. Monuments even knocked over in the park right here in front of the courthouse. So it was a lot of unrest that went on after the shooting. And I can tell you right now that the condition of Jacob Blake is still in serious condition. That was the latest information that we heard from the police and the Department of Justice out in this area. Now, police have not said what led up to the shooting either, but we're still looking to get that information.
It sounds like things are under control for the moment. Is there any word from police on what they're expecting later? More protests planned? Do we know anything about that yet?
So police have not said anything. We received a couple of emails at our station saying that there's going to be a protest that happens out here at noon. But it has not been confirmed with any of the people that I spoke with out here. But we did get an email. So it looks like there could be something that could pick back up. No telling how serious or heavy that protest may become. But there seems to be people are starting to gather. They will gather around noon out here in the same location.
Okay, and that location, is that downtown Kenosha, Glenn?
Yeah, you can consider this downtown. They have the little square here in front of the courthouse. The police department is right around the corner from here. Because when we were coming in, actually, we were going to set up the just capture everything at the police station, and we were rerouted because they had so many of the streets blocked off. And then we got here and saw the police line with riot gear. They have their riot gear on in front of the courthouse, so we stayed here for the time being. And in the midst of that, we saw the fires break out. We saw a couple other things, but there weren't that many protesters when we got here, like around 4 o'clock this morning. It was maybe 30 people out here. And right now it's probably 5 protesters that are out here. They're not doing anything. They're just looking at the scene right now and just monitoring it as a protester, I guess, as an activist.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, it seems like that's where you'll see more people coming out. Now that it's daylight and that email that we saw about the protests happening around noon, I'm guessing it's going to be a good 100 people out here, or even more, because it was like 300 people that were out here last night.
Mm-hmm. Glenn Marshall, WGN TV News. Appreciate the reporting, Glenn, and we'll check in with you. Keep us posted, please.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
You too.